more likely than not, you're watching this video on a cell phone. They're a necessary evil, but may have some unnecessary costs. Here are 5 ways to lower your cell phone bill. Number 1, use Wi-Fi. Pretty much everywhere you go today already has a Wi-Fi hotspot, so make sure you have your Wi-Fi turned on anywhere you're going. If you're going to limit your data usage, you're going to be able to actually lower the cost that you have to spend every month on your data plan. Number 2, cut the insurance. I got this article from Dave Ramsey's website, and he has a great point. If you can't afford to buy a new phone, you shouldn't have that phone. Drop the insurance, and that's another cost that you don't have to pay every month. Number 3, negotiate. If you're looking at buying a new phone, don't assume that all the costs are automatically going to be included. Try and negotiate. Especially if you've been with a carrier for a long time, see if they might waive the activation fee or even the upgrade fee. It may not happen, but why not give it a shot? Number 4, buy an older model. If you're like me, you probably want the latest and greatest in the technology that's out there. But the truth of the matter is that everything is advancing so quickly, new phones come out every 6 to 12 months. Go ahead, bite the bullet, and hold on to something a little bit older. It's going to save you a lot of money because the retail cost on the new phone coming out is going to be super high, and people don't want the old ones as much, so they're ready to get rid of them at a much lower cost. Number 5, cut out the stuff you don't use. You'll remember all those free promos they gave you? Truth is, they're not actually free, and a lot of times you're paying for those on your monthly bill and you don't even realize it. Roadside assistance, 411, those are things that you may never need, especially with smartphones today. 411 is just additional cost for information that you've got on Google. Why don't you go through your bill, look through all of those things that you're paying for that you don't ever use, and see if you can eliminate those and save a little money. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.